Governor Newsom said that California has been working hard to develop tools in the fight against COVID.
Battling COVID-19, it requires close collaboration between the state and local government. And throughout our fight against COVID-19, the state has worked closely with local governments to slow the spread, fill the gaps, and let locals lead in their communities. Together, we've made important progress in helping to stop the spread of the virus by building a contact tracing army and expanding and speeding up testing.
Newsom said that the state's testing capacity has improved significantly in both scope and efficiency.
Now we're averaging over 125,000 daily tests. We're getting those test results back within 24 to 48 hours. In fact, 90%+ of all the tests that are being conducted are getting back within that time frame. And as a consequence of that timeliness to test results, it enables our local contact tracers to get to work immediately.
Newsom also touted the state's progress on contact tracing. That is, its ability to track down infected people who may have come in contact with other people and spread the virus. According to Newsom, the state has trained nearly 11,000 contact tracers, including 1,800 bilingual staff. Dr. Mark Galli is California's Secretary of Health and Human Services. He said that contact tracing has been an effective tool for health professionals even before COVID, and was more important now as the state adapted to the continually changing nature of the coronavirus pandemic.
Contact tracing and disease investigation is a tried and true public health tool. The local health jurisdictions across the state have been doing this for a long time. They've beefed up their staff, increased their staff and their tools along with the state's support to do this. We are now turning a significant part of our focus at helping our local partners with school-based modules and CalConnect, making sure that we're able to track cases in schools, either among staff or among students, and providing tools to increase our ability to address outbreaks and investigate them quickly.
While the governor said that the state's 2.6% positivity rate was encouraging and that death rates were declining, he also said that there was still an average of around 70 people a day dying of COVID in the state, and that the virus still posed a grave risk. Newsom said that California residents needed to stay vigilant and keep taking the pandemic seriously.
Don't be misled that this disease is any less deadly. Quite the contrary. It's as much or more deadly than it's ever been in the context of those that are high risk. And despite so much of the improvements we've seen in therapeutics and how we've managed the disease, again, people are still losing their lives. What you can do, as always, is practice that physical distancing, that social distancing, wear those masks, wash your hands.
Newsom also touched briefly on the state of California's wildfires. He said that the state has made great strides in combating most of its ongoing blazes. He said that the Glass Fire in the Napa-Sonoma wine country is now 95% contained, and the Zog Fire near Shasta is 99% contained. However, he warned that dangerous weather conditions were on the way, with a dry heat wave and storm-force winds expected to arrive together later this week. Newsom said the state was planning to engage a number of wildfire mitigation tools, including public safety power shutoffs, or PSPS.
PG&E territory working on their protocols around PSPS, partnerships with the cities and counties, and with Cal OES and Cal Fire being advanced in those areas, notification protocols that have improved from last year now in place, and again, strengthening partnerships that included $50+ million of support money that we distributed to the counties and to NGOs, non-governmental organizations, nonprofits, as well as state agencies to help support on notification and support vulnerable communities as it relates to those that may be impacted by PSPS protocols.
The area under consideration for possible public safety power shutoffs include most of Northern California, especially the Sierra Mountains north of Yosemite, as well as small pockets in the East Bay near Mount Diablo, the Oakland Hills, and portions of the Santa Cruz and Big Sur Mountains. If they occur, the shutoffs will likely be instituted during the high wind event, which is expected to begin Wednesday and which could last through Friday. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.